76 WAGG, the new FM 100. We got on the line with us the NFL insider, who apparently didn't have a good week. How you doing, my brother?
Well, that's a kind of sideways greeting there, Jay Bryant.
You did 8-7 last week.
I'm just saying, for the host of the Daily Bread to throw some crumbs at me, just not like you, you know.
Well, I'm saying last week you did 8-7, 8-7-1, as a matter of fact. I, of course, did a 9-6-1. And so anyway, you know, that gives me a one game lead for the season. But we're going to go right into it because I know your time is important. But let's go with tonight's game. You got the New York Jets in Cleveland taking on the Browns.
Well, Jay, the sun has to shine on the dogs, you know what, sometimes. So I'm going with the Browns tonight.
Well, I think you and I will go with them together.
So, okay.
I think they'll pick up their first victory tonight.
So you're going with the NFL insider. Okay, I agree on that. Okay, let's go to the next one.
Okay, you got a Sunday game. You got Cincinnati taking on Cam Newton in Carolina.
So you went to Cincinnati. Okay, Cincinnati going into the Panthers. Whoa. Well, that's going to be quite a game. Can't see the Panthers losing two in a row, but I'm going to go with the Bengals.
Well, then we both will be going with them because I'm picking Cincinnati as well. You got on Fox. You got the New York Giants.
Sounds like you're picking everything I'm picking, but that's okay. That's a good way to stay right with me. Okay, what's the next one you said?
I think we're going to differ on this one. You got the New York Giants, the G-Men, in Texas to take on the Texans.
Yeah, I have to go with New York on this one. Yeah, because, yeah.
Nah, I think I'm going to go with Deshaun Watson and the Texans on this one. They 0-2. I think it's about time for them to get a victory.
Well, hey.
Matter of fact, both the teams are 0-2, so, I mean, ain't much there. But anyway, that might be a good game. Then you got Tennessee taking on Jacksonville, the one that ran over the Giants in the first game of the season.
I don't think they actually ran over them, Jay. As a matter of fact, their running back actually left the game with a hamstring, so they didn't run over anybody. But let's go back to the Titans and Jaguars. You know, the Titans, Jay, swept the Jaguars last year, but something tells me that role will be reversed this year, so I'm going with the Jags to remain undefeated.
I think we both will go on that one.
You know what? I mean, what did you do? Look at my sheet or something before we got on the phone?
You got Denver taking on the Baltimore Ravens.
Yes, the Denver and Baltimore. That game is in
Baltimore.
Oh, well, then I have to go with the Ravens on that. They're in Baltimore. That's a tough place to play, Jay.
No, I'm going to go with the visiting Broncos. You got one of the most exciting games this week. You got New Orleans in the Mercedes-Benz Dome to take on Matt Ryan and the Falcons.
You know, the Mercedes-Benz Dome is a real nice dome, but the problem with it is, Jay, they don't serve Chick-fil-A on Sundays there. How is that possible? But anyway, let's go back to that game, the Saints and the Falcons. Hey, I look for the Saints to bounce back on this one. I'm going with the Saints.
Nah, I can't do it. I got to go with that high-flying offense that Atlanta has, so I'm going with the Falcons.
I will say this about that comment you made, Jay. They're so high-flying, they were taken out of the sky by the Eagles. And then the team that took the Eagles out of the sky, we saw those guys the other day.
Yeah, but, you know, the Falcons, they usually get warmed up after the second game of the season. They like they after what they did, after they destroyed Carolina last week, I got to go.
After what everybody saw in the Super Bowl, no one is sold on them right now, Jay. But let's continue on with our picks.
Okay. You got the 49ers taking on the Chiefs in Kansas City.
Ooh, well, I'm going with the Chiefs right now, and that is the hot team.
I think we both are going to Chiefs. So.
Boy, I don't understand this. You know, okay, but that's good. I like what you're thinking now. Okay. You're thinking like the NFL insider.
Okay, you got Green Bay in D.C. to take on the Washington football team.
I'm definitely going with the one-leg quarterback, Aaron Rodgers.
I think I'll do the same.
What? I was getting ready to pencil you in. You made me make a mistake on my sheet.
No, I'm going with Green Bay. Oh, no, I'm not going. Then you got the Colts in Philadelphia taking on the Eagles.
Well, we already know that could be a little toss-up because the Colts have gone into Washington and took that game. But this is a different team, Jay, so I think I'll take the Eagles.
We both will then. You got the Raiders in Miami to take on the Dolphins.
I'll tell you what, all three of these Florida teams undefeated. So, you know, I'm going to continue the trend and say, let's go with Miami.
I'm a different with you. I think I'm going to roll with, I think Oakland, I think the Raiders get their first game this week.
You're going with Chucky.
I'm going to go with Gruden.
No, I said Chucky. You're going with Chucky. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, you got Buffalo taking on Minnesota. In Minnesota.
Well, you know, Kirk Cousins, we paid him a lot of money, Jay, and he said, hey, I'm going to show you I'm worth this. So I'm going with the Vikings.
I think we both would do that because of their defense. I think I'll take them, too.
You know what? I hear an echo every time I make a selection.
You got San Diego playing and taking on the Rams.
Well, that could be a tough game there. That could be a tough game, Jay. That could be a real tough one. So the Chargers are due. The Chargers are due. I'm going with the Chargers.
Well, I'm going to take on the Rams, and I think Todd Gurley and the boys are not going to take any stuff from San Diego, the Chargers, whatever team they are now. You got the Chicago Bears, St. Louis, Arizona Cardinals.
Hey, the Bears are pretty real, Jay. I might have, until proven otherwise, I'm going with the Bears right now.
I will go along with you on that one. That's almost a no-brainer. Then you got the Cowboys taking on the Seahawks.
Cowboys go into Seattle. They always play well, but I'm going with Russell and the boys in Seattle.
You and I both, I think. I have no confidence in that division, so I'm definitely going with Seattle.
That division is not playing, just the Cowboys right now. And that division also has the team, Philadelphia, that caged the Falcons. Remember that. That was the opening game.
Okay.
I won't let you forget that. Now, there should be one more game here.
Yeah, you got New England in Detroit taking on Matt Stafford.
You know, Detroit can do some things when they want to. Good quarterback and all. But Brady's going to be a little pissed. I'm going with New England.
We both will. And here's the Monday night game. Pittsburgh at Tampa Bay.
Well, I'll tell you what's going on with that one, Jay. I'm going with Tampa Bay, Jay, as I told you. These Florida teams are straight balling right now. So I'm going with Tampa Bay.
All right. I don't see Pittsburgh losing. I think Tomlinson going to have him playing. I'm going with Pittsburgh. Put me down for Pittsburgh and another victory for me. Put me down for it.
Well, as a matter of fact, as I look at this right now, Jay, I actually have you for, let's see, 1, 2... 3, 4. I got you predicted for about 5 or 6 losses already, Jay. But we'll see how this evens out. This is a long season, Jay. This isn't a sprint. It's a marathon.
Okay. That's the NFL Insider. Thank you so much. We'll be talking to you later.
Thank you, Jay.